one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Live, pal. Tuesday night, November 19th, 2019, episode 618 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantamradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and a million other platforms. Hello, one and all. We're live, we're live, we're live, we're live. We're live. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
Well, we're live. That's all I can say. Boy, oh boy, what can I say, huh? Let's just go right out and say it. Got a lot on my mind, so I may sound a little distracted today. A lot of personal things going on. And so we're going to see. We're going to see how some of these personal things pan out here in the next, I'd say about week or so. It might be a very interesting Thanksgiving. Let's just put it that way. But
fed
next...
I said we're fed up. Enough is enough. It is a time for change.
Pretty much, you know.
Ain't that what Owen said?
Yeah. You know who Donetta the Trendsetter is? I think that's her name. Or was it Inetta the Trendsetter?
Who the hell is that?
Okay. Well, there was a... years ago, there was Arnetta the Mood Setter. Thank you.
A mood setter.
She worked at a radio station, WBLX. And... she was doing an air shift, and she apparently had it with radio station management, and she basically tendered her resignation live on the air.
That's gangster.
Let me play this.
And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job, looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But... I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Arnetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station, 93 BLX.
There you go.
BLX.
That was Mobile, Alabama.
Not BLX.
Mm-hmm.
Blux.
And speaking of saying incendiary things on the air, I don't know if you saw what I text you a few minutes ago.
Let's see.
I'd rather you hear it than read it.
Okay.
NWA Power aired earlier tonight, and Jim Cornette said the following.
This, seriously, is he my joke? Trevor Murdoch, he's mad, bad, and dangerous to know. He's the only man I've ever known that could strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and ride a motor scooter across Ethiopia. Trevor Murdoch can take care of himself.
Wow.
So for those of you that want to watch this past week's NWA Power, you can't. The episode's already been removed.
Because of that remark.
Because of that remark, and it got past the editors.
Wow.
So, no NWA Power until they edit that clip out, for anybody that's wondering.
I mean, but that's Cornette, though. That was tongue-in-cheek. He said worse things about the Steiner brothers.
Of course he has.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying.
No, wait. Here comes the silver one. Hold on. Let me decline his call. Because he never calls on time.
Nope. He operates on surfing time.
All right. Boy. Let's see here. Let's wait for Tony C to get back in the call. Let me see here. Tony C? Well, I know the silver one is there. Let me see here. Tony C? Tony C will get back here in a minute. There's Tony C.
Yeah, I am.
Now, is that what Lee texted us? Is that an accurate description of a server?
Yep. I was concerned to look at it.
I mean, we could forward it to server. I mean, it's accurate. It's 100% accurate.
On point.
The look, the pose.
And the fact that they're down in the snow.
The shoe.
The shoe. They captured it. They captured everything how they were supposed to, y'all. That's crazy.
And the quote.
Yep.
I needed that laugh, Lee. Believe me. You don't know how much I needed that laugh.
I'm going to talk about Lee when you get to me in a second.
Oh, man. But yeah, Cornette has said worse things.
Yes, he has.
Let me see if I can find the Rick Steiner. The Steiner brothers are so stupid. Hold on. Let me see here.
They're trying to study for an IQ contest. For an IQ test.
Hold on, here we go. And the Steiner brothers, they're so stupid. Rick Steiner was studying for a urine test.
Yep.
That's stupid. All right, well, I can't find that. I used to have that drop readily available, but anyways. So let's go around the horn and see what's going on in everybody's personal lives with that. I say hello to Tony C, who, you know, he should have stock in the cable news network at this point.
Don't do me like that, don't blame.
I mean, you've been, you know Wolf's schedule better than anybody these days.
Well, I should be as publicist right now.
There's Surfer.
Come on, you know you got a man crush.
It's not that I have.
The text sent to me.
What was that?
I thought I was getting a text sent to me.
You will eventually.
I want to say big ups to... First, I'm going to start off and say big ups to Motorola for bringing back the Razor phone from AA.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about me.
That's right.
I know he's going to cop one for Black Friday on the low.
Possibly.
See what I'm saying? He's going to be one of the only people... In the office, walk around with a flip phone again. They're trying to bring him back. And the phone is ugly as hell. I'm just telling you. In my opinion.
I don't understand how that works, though.
Me either. Who would want a flip phone in 2019 outside of Surfer, probably?
But no, I understand. I mean, I understand the con. Listen, if I could, I would like the flip phone for the sense of the compactness.
So you are a fan of the flip phone in that aspect of space. Not taking up that much space.
Would that be the ideal reason to have one?
Yeah, but I don't understand the functionality, though.
I've never been a big fan of it.
It may be a nostalgia type of thing.
Not at $1,500.
The phone is $1,500?
Yeah, well, that's for hipsters.
You know, just like in Best Buy. I was in Best Buy.
Right hipster thinks that a $1,500 phone that folds over is what they need. No, don't buy it up.
I was in Best Buy the other day, and I saw that they're selling boom boxes from the 80s.
No.
Yeah.
Not the Radio Raheem boom box.
Yeah. To carry around on your shoulder.
You know, things come back in style.
What's coming back next? That's
now, is it a real boombox with tape deck?
It's a real boombox.
Or is it one of those, it just looks like a boombox.
No, it's a real boombox.
Kaboom box. Sponsored by JVC.
Phone or anything like that.
You can connect your phone to it, but it plays your tapes.
No. Not the cassette tapes.
Mm-hmm.
I know Surfer probably still got some cassette.
I know,
tapes,
so break
I
out
too,
so break out your El DeBarge tapes and
Ready for the World tape. But anyway, Double A, I was shocked by first let me talk about how I got an alarming phone call today from somebody initials LC or L Champion as they call.
Okay.
And he calls me and he's in an uproar.
I mean, I can't live where Lee lives. Lee lives, you know, in Baltimore, which is not too far from D.C. With all that happening that's going on, that's toxic for the environment.
It really is.
Go ahead. So what is
But he calls me
what was
in an uproar.
What was
Who
he?
The hell is Wolf? I said, hold on, buddy, hold on, my friend. What you mean, who the hell is Wolf? What rock are you currently living up on?
I mean, we've only been talking about Wolf for years on this show.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't pay that close attention anymore.
So I had to, you know, slowly, you know, pump his brakes and explain to him that I may be the publicist for Wolf right now. Anyway, I got to know his schedule because he's of season age. And to have Wolf work from 5 to 7 the day before yesterday. If he came out, he need to come out to that song. If he came out to that freaking song, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wolf Blitzer! Okay, go ahead.
And then he has
a gangster thing.
And he has the nerve to be up early in the morning. 8 in the morning, 7 in the morning. My boy was up, ready to go for his impeachment inquiry coverage. And that's why I love Wolf. Because he's the hardest working man in the cable news business. Nobody works harder than Wolf.
I think Anderson Cooper works pretty hard.
But he ain't Wolf.
He'll have Wolf's job one day.
Yeah, once Wolf slow down, I guess they're going to pass the torch to Anderson Cooper up there.
I mean, even Brian Winters don't work all day.
I'm saying Wolf is dedicated. Nobody questioned Wolf
better question my boy work ethic. And then also, I told El Champion he was interrupting my Perry Mason marathon. And he started laughing at me, yo. That he hurt my feelings. If I want to sit kick back and watch Perry Mason and Matlock, that's my business. In between the impeachment hearings, that's my business. I'm not hurting nobody. I'm not on the street knocking over old people, robbing them, robbing kids for bags. I think Lee should be happy.
Listen, this is Lee's justification why he doesn't know what Wolf is. Lee says he's sharing time between the rant and Pornhub.
I see that. He said he's a busy man. He's a busy guy. You're a busy guy, but you had the nerve and the unmitigated. You had time to have the nerve and the unmitigated gall, sir, to call me and try to check me about my boy Wolf Blitzer. And I don't appreciate that. Wolf Blitzer is a national icon.
A national treasure?
National treasure. When he goes on to glory, it's going to be a sad day in this world.
I know, there ain't been nobody. He's the closest thing to Walter Cronkite.
Exactly. So, I just wanted to say that about El Champion. Now, on to okay, before I get to my main thing, I want to ask Double L a question.
Yes.
And this is in reference to Rocky getting a statue.
Okay.
How the hell did Rocky go from a long shark muscle to getting a statue? Nobody seemed to want to talk about his time when he was roughing people up for not paying off the loans. Paying back loans,
but Rocky was
that wasn't common knowledge.
Rocky was a decent human being.
He got common. That what you're saying?
It wasn't like it was publicly known that he did that to make ends meet.
No, Clover Lane brought it up at that press conference. Shut up, old man! You know where it came from.
But do you remember? You know, he didn't break the guy's thumb and he let him keep his jacket. Gaza don't have to know. Gaza don't have to know nothing. Gaza don't have to know.
I understand that.
Okay, he's a good guy because at the end of the day, Rocky's just a good guy.
Rocky got a statue.
Listen, in Philly.
The bar ain't that high.
But in all major cities in America, Philly, New York, Chicago, Miami, Los Angeles. Everybody's got
skeletons
in their closet.
But Rocky was a long, sharp muscle.
But he rose from that. And when Gazzo offered him to come back to the docks, he turned him down, remember?
I just want to know why nobody bought that up. Well, I think George Washington Duke could have used that information, threatened to leak it to the press.
Well, the lawyers brought that up. Remember that?
They did.
At that point now.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't be bringing up old stuff like that.
Yes, he can.
Rocky Five?
Yes, he can. That's why he couldn't get a boxing license. The lawyer brought it up, didn't it, Double A?
Yeah.
Now, so it was relevant to the story. I'm just saying. They made Clover Lane look. And see, this is what I think that movie, Rocky III, was kind of racially insensitive. They made Clover Lane look like he was a common hood. They got Rocky up there.
Because we don't know what happened to Clover after that. Clover probably went back to, snatching purses in Chicago.
Wait a minute. You ain't gonna do my boy Clover like that. He came from humble beginnings, but he ain't never roughed nobody up like
that. He grew up with J.J. Evans.
And Cabrini Green?
Maybe.
He grew up on the streets, man. He grew up on the streets.
But we never got reports never saw footage of Clubber.
He could have been hanging out with anybody. Mad Dog.
Or roughing anybody. Not Mad Dog. What you gonna do, man? Hit me? I know you wanna hit me.
So, you know, I mean,
I'm just saying.
They're about the same age.
And also, Clubber never got a rematch. See, this how that move was.
You don't know that. No,
you don't know that. That's true.
We don't know that.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
We do know it. The two brothers who lost the title. Now I'm getting mad. Now I'm thinking about it. The two brothers that lost the title never got rematches. Apollo never got a rematch, and Clubber Lane never got a rematch.
Apollo retired,
and Clubber.
He was forced to retire.
Apollo retired.
No,
wait a minute. Apollo retired, and Tony C's right. Tony C's right. Clubber never got a rematch because after the Clubber fight, the second one, just went right into Rocky IV. You know, and you know, it basically the two movies go into, because the start of Rocky IV is Rocky coming back from the rematch between, well, actually, no, wait, Apollo did get a rematch, it just wasn't
televised.
And Rocky acknowledged that Apollo won the fight.
But what a why
yeah, after, after, get a after he got at the end of Rocky III, they fought. But the thing was,
Apollo knew. How come you're not asking
when
why
he lost to Rocky?
How come you're not asking why
Union Kane didn't get a rematch?
Exactly,
because he wasn't worth a damn.
Come on, and Clubber was.
That's right. He whooped Rocky's ass that first
one time because Rocky mentally wasn't there. But did Clubber fight anybody between the two fights? No.
He was the champ.
Come on now.
He was the champ. He ain't got to fight nobody if that wasn't worth it. He wasn't fighting himself. Fighting Mother Bomb. He ain't have to do that. Setups.
Hey, Rocky. Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to take you to to an insensitive deleted comment from Paulie.
Hey, Robin, who's watching the east side?
I attacked it 15 minutes ago.
Oh, you like to move around fast, don't you?
And your friend need to wear the hairnet too. U.S. key regulation.
You wise guy in the pits. Put this on, please.
I got one there.
I'm going to get in trouble.
All right. I don't want you getting in no trouble. Right?
But you know what I told you last year.
Yeah, but, you know, I want you with me.
Hey, the place gets robbed. Who's blamed?
Come on, boy. Nobody's robbing cows in Philly no more. Just for a few hours. You know, I think it's just good talking about the old...
Well, let me stop that for one second. Was that a thing in Philly in the old days, Surfer, that people were robbing cows? I guess Surfer's not listening.
He stepped away.
All right.
Old days.
Yeah, sometimes talking old days stuff ain't so good. What do you think of this? I'm going to be selling them.
That's nice.
Here it comes.
You know, it's depressing.
What is?
I'm here 31 freaking years. And they're grooming some goofy guy that grew up scrubbing elephants to take my job.
Okay. Anyways.
Wow. Scrubbing elephants.
No wonder that didn't make it into the movie.
Exactly.
And you talk about Jim Cornette. My goodness.
But Double A, wouldn't this have made more sense, right? Okay. Say in Rocky V, after Rocky fought Drago, George Washington Duke show up in the airport with his microphone, and guess who he got with him? Clubber Lang.
Yeah, Clubber
won his rematch.
Clubber should have showed up at that Rocky's restaurant.
No, that's too long. That's too long. I'm saying Clubber should have showed up either before the Russian or after before Drago or after that in that airport hangar. And that would have been a good storyline. Looking for his rematch. So
what I miss?
Of course, you walked away in the
Double A asked you a question.
Yeah. Is it was? Well, I'm gonna play it back. Hold on. Listen to what Paulie says here.
Right?
But you know what I told you last year.
Yeah, but you know, I want you with me.
Hey, if the place gets robbed, who's blamed?
Paul, I know he's robbing cows in Philly no more, just for a few hours. You know,
was that a thing of the old days, where people robbing cows? In the old days? Surfer stepped away again because that damn dog probably is.
I'm right here.
Okay, Uber. I asked you already like three times.
Okay, sorry, I was distracted. Ask me what the question is.
It's a damn dog again.
There's no dog. What about the dog?
Alaska.
I mean, my goodness. Not even Alaska. Jeez.
So what do you hear now?
Every time. It's a damn dog. Anyways.
No dog here tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyways.
Who the hell is this supposed to be? That damn show ain't me.
One more time.
Place gets robbed. Who's blamed?
Boy, I know he's robbing cows in Philly no more. Just for a few hours.
Did they used to rob cows in Philly? Was that a common practice in Philly?
I don't know what goes on in South Philly. That's a different part of the world compared to where I live. Excuse me.
But all I'm saying is,
ask the South Philly people.
All I'm saying is Clubber should have got a rematch. And they didn't have to make him look like he was from the downtrodden bottom like that. You could have let him have a little something. Shut up, old man. You know where you came from. I love that. Now on to the biggest.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Thing to grind my gears in this U.S. of A. Watching these entitled, scared to go get a real job, crooked politicians on television. Oh my goodness. So, Double A, I'm going to ask you a several question. If you plan to rob a bank, and you choose the bank that you choose to rob, you go to rob it, but the bank ain't got no money in it, and you don't complete the process, and the cops catch you, isn't that still attempted robbery?
Yeah.
No. Not anymore.
So, I mean, if you go rob... Hold on.
This is the 21st century.
No. Hold on. I'm going to ask you this question one more time.
I heard you.
In Double A got guns playing to go rob Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo.
They got real guns.
Are they loaded?
They loaded.
I don't think it matters, Surfer, but okay, go ahead.
Exactly. You go in there to rob the bank, but the bank ain't got no money in it. But the cops still catch you. Is that still a typical robbery?
Well, how they gonna catch me without no money? I just didn't make a deposit.
Somebody. Anyway, Double A. Isn't it still attempted robbery, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, if somebody see you walking to the bank with the guns and they call the police and say, hey, Double A walking down the street with guns, they're going to rob this Wells Fargo, not knowing the Wells Fargo ain't got no money in it, and then the cops come and catch you.
Before going into the bank. That's not
attempted robbery?
Because there's gun carry laws. You have a gun.
They catch you at the door of the bank.
No.
Right? That doesn't mean your intention was to rob it because you got a gun. Now, if you go and say...
You got guns drawn. You got your guns
drawn. Give it the money.
If you got your gun drawn and just about to walk into the bank, yes.
Okay.
Because you can't, you cannot walk into any establishment with your gun drawn.
Okay.
Now, if you say give me the money, that's clear intentions.
I'm saying that to say this. All this scuttlebutt that's going on about that's going on about this situation up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a crying shame. It's a crying shame. It's a crying shame. It's,
well, you know, Devin Nunes is on the job. Him and Jim Jordan.
These are the most incompetent folks. Matlock will have this over before Colombo will have it over with 30 minutes and two commercials. And
go ahead, Silver.
Tony, see, you're coming at the angle of what's logical. What you don't get is you have one party. They only worry about staying in power. And to
I totally understand that. So this is what I'm suggesting. This is the Tony C suggestion. If they let this dude, is that Beretta? Oh no, that's the Rock. Oh, I thought that was Rockfile. Rockfile would have been over too. All I'm saying is, if they let this dude get away with this, shake it down, the Russian dude, I'm gonna need them to go through everybody prison record that's either in jail, in prison, or went to prison that shook somebody down, attempted to shake somebody down. Double A, you're a real SOB. Don't let your real SOB with that, okay? I mean, and clear their record, or let them out of prison. So, attempting to do something, they need to drop that from any legal jargon in this world. Because if you attempt to do it and it don't work, it's not a crime. Attempted murder should need to be taken off the books. Attempted bribery, attempted rape. What else can you attempt to do? Attempted toting pistols. Because basically what they're saying is, as long as you, if you not smart enough for the crime to be committed, you good. So I want it known that I'm going to make my personal mission, if this falls by the wayside, to call these politicians and say y'all need to free everybody who attempted to do something. If I attempted to bribe, if I attempted to steal, I'm good. Let them out. Because y'all attempting something don't mean you did it.
But you know what?
If he
gets away with this, I guarantee you he'll turn around and do something even more egregious.
But see, this is what pisses me off about the whole situation. See, this is another thing that pisses me off. And then the people on the Democrats ain't bringing this up. So if y'all think this is okay, what I would do, if I was one of the people that's running in 2020, I'd get on the phone in public, call Vladimir Putin, and say, where that P tape at? I need the piss tape. Give me the piss tape. See, they're not playing it right, see?
They're playing the wrong tapes, is what you're saying.
They're not setting it up right. Because you bring that P tape up, that's when people are, okay, I see where you're going. See, one thing about them people on his side, they get dirty. They don't care. You see how they call it Russia trying, hey, I need to make something up on this dude. Do something. I need you. So, if this go, I'm calling to get that P-tape. If I'm Liz Warren or Bernie, old Bernie, Michael Bloomberg, and you know Bloomberg got that money. So he can go get that P tape.
I mean, I guess Trump could bring out any tape and play any tape, you know. There's a lot in the presidential library that he could pull from, you know.
Joe, is your father the one that makes clothes?
Yes, sir. We're all together.
You all made me some real lightweight slacks that he just made up on his own, sent to me 3 or 4 months ago. It's a kind of a light brown and a light green, rather soft green and soft brown. Now, I need about 6 pairs for summer wear.
Yes, sir.
I need about 6 pairs to wear around in the evening when I come in from work. And I can send you a pair. I want them 1/2 inch larger in the waist than they were before, except I want 2 or 3 inches of stuff left back in there so I can take them up. I vary 10 or 15 pounds a month.
All right.
So leave me at least 2.5 or 3 inches in the back where I can let them out or take them up. And make these 1/2 inch bigger in the waist. Make the pockets at least 1 inch longer. My money and my knife, everything fall out. We just... Hello?
Hello.
Now, another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me 1 inch that I can let out there because they cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence. These are the best that I've had anywhere in the United States. But when I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me, you never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about 1 inch from where the zipper ends.
Wow.
Under my, back to my bunghole. So I can lay it out there if I need to. Now, be sure you got the best zippers in them. These are good that I have. And if you get those to me, I would sure be grateful.
Of course, that was Surfer's president, first president, I should say, LBJ, ordering a pair of pants.
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I love presidential tapes. So
I can only imagine this dude on presidential tapes. Well, he don't need presidential tapes. He say crazy shit out in the public.
I mean, so, there's this one from JFK. Hold on. It's queuing up right now.
All three with that silly bastard. Did you see the post this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm
see that fella's picture by the bed?
Yes, sir.
And you see that furniture they bought from Jordan Marsh? What the hell did they let the reporters in there for? Are they crazy up there? Now you know what's going to do. Any congressman's going to get up and say, Christ, if they can throw $5,000 away on this, let's cut them another $1 billion. You just sank the Air Force budget. You're crazy up there. Are they crazy? That silly bastard with his picture next to the bed?
Sir, I'm appalled.
Well, I'm appalled, too. Now, the thing is, the thing of the matter is, I'm going to get that furniture. I just told Sylvester, you can talk to him. I want to find out if we pay for that furniture, because I want it to go back to Jordan Marshall's.
All right, sir.
Then I want that fellow's incompetent who had his picture taken next to Mrs. Kennedy's bed, if that's what it is. I mean, he's a silly bastard. I wouldn't have him running a cat house.
There you go. So, you know, just pull out any tape, and I'm sure it'll suffice for Congress.
But I just want to say, if this slide, man, we in the world of trouble. And that's all, and in the words of Joe Clark, infamous word, and that's all I got to say.
Here's the thing. If, you know, he skates by, then somehow gets reelected, right? What are they going to say when he starts doing some off the wall stuff, like pull out NATO and crazy things like that? What are they going to do then?
Snoring coke off Melania ass on national TV. That's what's coming next.
Maybe Joe Clark should go and
clean up this country.
Clean up the White House.
He'll invite the porn stars to the White House.
You know what I would do, man. You know what I would do when I come to clean up this White House.
You'll get up there
at the inauguration.
And hold on. And he would say the following. Hold on. Hold on, here we go.
It took me less than 1 year to get those test scores up. So the state will not take us over to perform the task which you have failed to do. To educate our children. Forget about the way it used to be. This is not a damn democracy. We are in a state of emergency, and my word is law. There's only one boss in this place, and that's me.
Oh, wait, they cut it off. Okay, well, you know where that was going.
He would be the HNIC.
Oh, man.
The HNIC. The head nigga in charge. That's what we need to clean, get this thing back on track. Joe Clark will do it.
What Boondocks is going to do when that comes back on the air with
and Trump. That's me. The HNIC. Are there any questions?
He should say that. There you go.
I'm just saying, man.
And then, of course, you know, when he gets into trouble and, you know, he's got to deal with Congress and whatnot, you know, he's going to get into a fight. And then the Speaker of the House, who, you know, is going to get up into his face and say,
"Think I'm worried about end of discussion. Debate is over. You will write a formal apology." "I will what? A formal apology for your treatment of Mrs. Elliott and Darnell and for your vicious and thoughtless insult to the women of this community. You will kowtow, you will step and fetch.
Frank, if you think you can
get used to it, it's the way of the world. If you're so hot on discipline, then goddammit, start by accepting mine. Because contrary to popular opinion, I'm the head nigger in charge."
Okay.
So basically, now that I think about it, somebody went back to that and told Robert Guillaume that he said that in that first meeting. Somebody reported back.
Of course.
Mr. Napier, can I talk to you for a minute? You know, let me tell you what Mr. Clark said in his first meeting.
Uh-huh.
He called himself the HNIC, sir. That's despicable.
Contrary to popular opinion, I'm the head nigger in charge.
With the ER on the end. That was the race. See, Joe Clark said it with a GA at the end.
Yes, he did.
Robert Guillaume said the racist version. All he was missing was a white sheet on his head.
Mm-hmm.
So, this country, you know what? I hope now, if he get away with this, I hope, I'm crossing my fingers, that Pete Buttigieg win that nomination. And it's going to put us, this country, right in the middle of it. You're either going to vote for a gay, or you're going to vote for a crazy old man that could probably be running around at the White House with his drones.
Because I am the HQIC.
Tony C, you have spent so much time on this show tonight with trivial stuff. There's more important things out there.
Well, you know what?
I don't mean to cut you off.
People
getting killed in Popeyes over the Popeyes sandwich.
No, I ain't talking about Popeyes. Something more egregious.
What more egregious than getting killed over a Popeyes sandwich?
People have not been been bamboozled with this impossible Whopper. And I knew from the start that it was a scam.
Well, we knew that.
And it turned out to be true. Huh?
I knew that. People were saying, how can something taste the same but it's different?
The impossible Whopper in the same grease as the beef burgers.
Well, Oh, well. I mean...
The same grill. I knew they had to been doing that from the start. I mean...
Listen.
Well, Ric Flair needs to come up, though.
If you cook something in pork, it becomes pork. If you cook something in beef, it becomes beef. I don't care how many plants you cut down.
How often do you change your grease, Surfer?
Huh?
How often do you change your grease, Surfer?
I'm just saying,
if you're cooking on the same grill,
you keep the juice in the pan for as long as possible.
And you know, you cook whatever pork product on the grill, and then throw beef on top of that. That beef is now pork, because it's in the same grease.
I'm trying to figure out how the hell you get by cooking a hamburger. That Burger King, they're supposed to be flame broiled, so ain't no grease
right.
supposed to be on.
And they're cooking these Impossible Whoppers on the same grill as they're cooking the beef burgers.
Without changing the grill.
The grease that's on the
grill is getting into the Impossible Whopper.
And Lee, you'll correct me if I'm wrong here. But the way the Burger King grill works is it's a conveyor belt that goes through the thing. And that conveyor belt doesn't get changed, between, when it's preparing. Exactly, because it's like a conveyor. It's like a factory. It's just continuously spitting out burgers.
Well, whoever fell for that, they retarded anyway.
Well, they suing.
A burger is a burger.
But listen, that's like me that I necessarily don't know if they're like for example, French fries. I know that the French fries are fried separately from everything else, but I don't necessarily believe 100% that the fries are fried separate from, let's say, chicken nuggets or a Filet-O-Fish sandwich, because obviously if you're allergic to fish, you got a big problem because you can't be eating fries if it's in the same grease. But I don't trust restaurants in that sense too much.
I'm appalled.
Well, here's Lee's response.
My hamburger tastes like a real waffle.
The grill gets cleaned nightly, and the chicken and the burgers go on the same grill. Now, that part I knew, that the grills are clean nightly, but
it's not clean between the time you make the hamburgers and the
because they put them on as they need them.
They cooking them cook to order, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they cook them to cook to order, but
they probably cook a few. And then got them in the little pans, and then nuke it when they want to heat it up real quick.
But
they'll put the sandwich together, then nuke it.
Like, that's why I like Burger King, but that's why things like Wendy's and McDonald's are better, because Wendy's, the burgers are on the grill. The chicken in Wendy's is not on the grill. I don't know where they cook it. The same with McDonald's. Their chicken is cooked somewhere else, and the burgers are cooked on this big ass thing that looks like a damn launching, like a tarmac. That's almost like an iron. So,
all I'm saying is, if you fell for that banana in the tailpipe, you deserve exactly what you get.
Oh, I didn't fall for it. I just bought it to see what it tastes like.
What the fuss was,
and I will admit it does taste like a Whopper.
I guess so. If it's in the Whopper.
I don't necessarily think it's getting so much flavor from the broiler that it's causing it to get that flavor, because I find that part hard to believe. Now, the fact that the grill is not clean, yes, but I don't necessarily think it's giving so much. I'm sure they do. I think that's what it is, but I don't think they're getting it strictly.
I would
still
they add something for the beef flavoring.
Double A,
it comes from animals.
Double A, what if they had during these little hearings? Why they don't have nobody?
See, here's Lee's response, okay? Because this is an intelligent response from a former Burger King employee. He said they never advertised the burger for vegans. It was just advertised as a plant-based sandwich.
Thanks.
Period.
Okay, but that's who wants.
But I'm going to tell you something, though. Because if you go to Burger King today, you can get an Impossible Whopper, but you can also still get a Veggie Whopper, which is entirely different.
How's that cooked?
That I don't know.
I mean, is that cooked on the same grill, too?
I don't know. I doubt it. Because by law, if they advertise something as vegetarian, it has to be vegetarian. And Burger King is not going to tell you that this burger's for vegans and then it's really not.
Why do you even sue then?
That the lawsuit's going to get thrown out when they go and they look at the minute details.
So, because you can't file a lawsuit because you think you got hood when bam.
No, that is just somebody being stupid.
I've got hood wink, Your Honor.
Well, that's no reason to get litigious. Go out and buy a real veggie burger.
You better call Paul Heyman and ask his advice.
I mean, his people invented it, right?
That's right.
So, Lee's explanation there is correct. It is not advertised as a burger for vegans. So,
but I just want to see on these C-SPAN channels one day or during these hearings, they call somebody up and one of them Congress people get hostile with them. I just want to see somebody be like, "Hey, man. You need to be talking to me like this, dog. I want to see some realness. See, that's why people think this stuff is boring and, you know, minute. Because people ain't being real. You get somebody like Jim Jordan, hey, look, dog. I know we on TV and everything, but you ain't finna be talking to me like that. I'm still a man for him and everything else, dog."
Lee says the veggie patty was also cooked on the grill.
Anybody getting up in front of Congress and saying that?
Man, please. Devin Nunes, catch me outside, dog. So you got all these.
Catch you outside.
Catch me outside, dog.
Sergeant Arms go, "Oh, you want to catch
that's
me
fine.
Outside,
huh? I got bail money. I'm good." Because you ain't finna talk to me like that.
No. They put you in jail at the Capitol.
Well, I get a lawyer. I get out eventually. Because you ain't finna be sunning me off here, dog. That's what I be saying. They got people that been to war, got shot with a shrapnel in their body, and they just talking to them like they children, bro. People just sit there and take it. Yeah. Yes, sir. I don't see somebody do like dude did the Bush, just throw a shoe up there at them.
Yeah.
Boom! Now that'll be must-see TV.
You went to jail, you know that, right?
So? You gotta be a man first. So you just sit there and let somebody like a punk ass Jim Jordan just talk to you any kind of way?
Or somebody come and tackle the president like they tackled Bret Hart at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
I ain't saying go that far. I'm saying you in the witness.
Wouldn't you think that'd be hilarious?
I mean, that would probably break the internet.
That would break the internet.
Somebody spill
all the networks, all television networks would break into programming, including the Food Channel. You know,
say president gets speared on White House lawn,
and the video would come from all angles.
And then somebody, the person who spilled, you know, they're going to get up and say, "Can you imagine?"
Wolf would be all over it. And then, of course, there'd be all the memes all over Twitter, you know, with the Jim Ross commentary over it.
He broke him in half.
Exactly. As God is my witness, he is broken in half.
Oh, my God. Now, that would be funny. See him come walk across the White House lawn, walking to the little chopper. You just see somebody come out with a running start.
Oh, yeah.
Boom! Ooh, wow! Now.
Oh, wait. Oh, let me rewind it. Oh, my God, let me rewind it a little bit further. There we go. Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, Double A. What, somebody sitting in the witness chair, and one of them congressmen being aggressive, they say, okay, well, Congressman Jordan, I tell you what, I challenge you to an MMA fight, an MMA match at UFC 2 whatever.
Now, dude, you know, dude was on the wrestling team, right?
I said an MMA fight. I ain't saying nothing about wrestling. And they,
it's insane. Like he's in trouble now because you know, he was looking the other way while wrestling coaches was dillying men.
I'm just saying, yo, people, they got to get a real witness, like somebody like James Evans come down there sitting in that chair. You know, if James Evans would ever had to testify in front of Congress, and somebody talk to him, try to talk to him like that.
I mean, we need that way. We also need more material to talk about. If the president does get tackled, that'll give him something to talk about on Washington Journal.
Independence 202-748-8002. We'll start in our line for Democrats. Glenn called in from Salt Lake City, Utah. Glenn, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My question is, since we're spending all this money, where are we getting the money from? And my second question is, if I can in your mouth.
Apologize for that.
Okay. Or.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yes. I would just like to say that the Republicans, and I'm a Republican, please do not overreach. I know they're going to overreach, but I'm telling you, if you advocate for the repeal of Obamacare and you get too extreme, then Hillary Clinton will be elected president in 2016. This is about race. The Republicans hate that Obama.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. We're not.
Oh, my God, Joe. That's what. But bottom line is, man, that's what they need on these hearings, man. They need some intriguing witnesses. Just wake everybody up and somebody get on the mic and cut a promo.
That's right. And speaking of people cutting a promo, I'm going to play something here. And well, this happened last Tuesday.
Great show. Here's the thing about WWE. We like to have those iconic, yes, history-making moments in WWE. Yes. Makes us all fans. So I think it's time that we start doing some of our own right here on WWE Backstage. You guys in?
Okay. Yeah, well,
all right. What are we doing?
In three, surprise, two, one. Wow! No way!
Is this a ramp?
Is
this a ramp? Oh, my God! Yes! Holy crap! You guys don't want me to cuss when you do this?
Yeah!
Come on!
Wow.
I do this.
Wow. No idea.
That's awesome. All right, welcome home.
Yes, well,
it's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the culture.
Ah!
I'll see you here next week.
Yeah!
Well,
is this going to be a gateway?
He's in a, he's gone on record and said he's an employee of Fox, not the WWE.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's not wrestling. So, until Fox tells him to wrestle.
So we'll see what happens. That we'll find
Fox
out.
Fox is going to say,
in 1 hour's time, we'll find out.
If Fox tells him to get in that ring, he got to get in that ring. My ring's outside.
Did Vince become that much of a... excuse me. I mean, like, he's taking orders from Fox now?
Can we play that?
They can just,
He's outside.
Hire who they want?
Well, when you write a paycheck of $2.5 billion... and they tell you to dance, you're going to tell them, okay, what type of dance do you want?
You want the Running Man? You want the Roger Rabbit?
You
want me to do a two-step?
He does whatever the Saudis want. He does whatever Rupert Murdoch wants.
And can I say one more thing? I want to thank Double A's Neck of the Woods, South Florida, for putting that... criminal in jail with those guilty pleas.
What criminal?
That criminal, the Monopoly man, that what a Monopoly man had to do.
Mr. Monopoly?
Mr. Monopoly, yeah. That South Florida jury only took 2 days to say, you're going to prison.
Oh, Roger Stone, you're talking about?
Yep, you're going to prison, yo.
With his Richard Nixon tattoo.
I just want to say, I thank y'all down there. At least y'all some civilized people. You know y'all know these people as crooks, swindlers.
We got a lot of them down here. So
what's his name?
We know how to fish them out.
Yep, you know charlatans. Y'all know charlatans when y'all see them.
Yep.
That should serve a notice.
Is Borg going
to the rest of you cronies?
Give him the pardon? Or are you going to leave him, let him?
He can't pardon him. State crime.
He, trust
the state
me.
State charge.
You're going to let him,
he'll call him,
you're
he'll,
let him become,
he'll call the mafia.
Bobby's bitch.
He'll call the mafia. And be like, okay, listen. I'm going to just sign this check. You put in a dollar amount. We'll just leave it at that.
That South Florida jury came back in 2 days. They must have had people like Tyrone, Aisha.
And let me tell you something. For it to only be 2 days, that means they moved quickly, because down here we take our time.
Yeah, they wanted to go home.
Tyrone, Aisha, Lamar.
That means the food was not good in the courthouse.
Jacob. Inez, Willie, Bartholomew. Hold on, it's only 12. So, and they probably had a Susan on there. Maybe had a Bob. Noah's the Michael on there. And a Ralph. And it took 2 days to say, get your ass going to prison. These people out here not playing. Okay? In the words of Surfer. Not a game. That's why this dude don't want to come out of the White House. He know he going to jail.
He really thought he was smarter than the average bear. I mean, it's for real. He thought he was slick as shit.
And that's what pissed me off. The evidence be so cut and dry. And he was like, he told him, come get me. He pulled a Nino Brown. He was like, come get me.
They've been so used to being criminals all their lives. They just feel like they can just work with impunity.
They operate above the law. Double A, you need to play the Knight Rider the intro. But that's what they think they is. The catch criminals. They think they're criminals who operate above the law. Get your ass to know, huh? You're gonna do a bid, buddy.
You know, he didn't have shit to say when after the verdict came in and they were trying to get him on camera. Quite, like, all before the trial, When he first got arrested, he had all this. He was talking all this shit. He ain't doing this, and he ain't gonna lie, and he ain't gonna tell false evidence against Trump. Then he gets found guilty. Nothing to say.
You have a collect call from Roger in a
he'll be like, "What? I haven't gotten a collect call in 20 years."
Hang up.
That's got to be a joke.
I don't know no Roger, and that yeah, you know just that's his favorite line too. You know that's his favorite line. I never built.
Hey, you remember that scene in Boogie Nights when the colonel got arrested because he had this young girl OD and she was like 15, and Burt Reynolds is talking to him behind the glass and he's sitting there crying.
Hello, Burt Reynolds is putting the phone down. You have a collect call from.
You done,
Roger? From a South Florida correctional facility.
Hello. You have a collect call from.
You're going to be a punching bag.
Okay.
You're going to be like, somebody every night, you're going to be like, shut up, Roger. Stop that crying.
I can see Donald accent. Anybody been down to South Florida, put some money on Roger's books. You got to make sure you're all right down there.
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from an inmate at a San Bernardino County detention facility. Your telephone service provider does not allow collect call.
Okay.
I wasn't in the White House except collect calls. You got Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, and Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen already turned on. All them jokers going to jail. That phone bill going to be hella big. Oh, he out. He been out.
I mean, he's going to call. And
but he went to jail.
He'll call and get this.
Michael Flynn. Your call cannot be completed if dialed. Please check the number and try again.
You have a collect call from Rhodey.
The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
My God.
Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Oh, the criminals. That White House telephone bill gonna be sky high. Oh my God. Breaking news. We have just received a copy of the White House telephone bill.
Hello, White House. Hold, please. Hello, White House. Please hold.
Wolf Blitz read that day telephone bill.
A lot of 976 numbers here.
95 phone number. Detention center. A whole lot of detention centers calling. Oh my God, Joe, that's hilarious.
Anyways.
And now, the winner of the election, President Pete Buttigieg.
It's raining in. Hallelujah, it's raining.
Oh my God, Joe.
Yeah, I know who wrote that great song, right?
Oh man.
Oh my God, Joe.
Yeah, I know who wrote that great song, right?
Who's surfing? Learn the song.
Who was the music the musical director on David Letterman?
Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, Paul Schaefer. He wrote that song.
Okay.
This country will have made it when you see on November the 5th at the end of the night, November 6th, 2020, you see 2 million slow dance to the first dance.
Didn't you see the lights of the White House change to rainbow colors.
Hey, you better work. Cover girl. Work it, girl. I can see Pat Robertson's head explode right on national TV.
Now, Pat Robertson be like, you know what? I've been on this earth long enough. I think I'll just die now.
He's going to be like the white guy. I've said this before, like the white guy in the Clayton Bigsby sketch that his head exploded.
Exactly. Hey. Oh, my God, Joe. Oh.
You think they'll serve Chick-fil-A at the White House?
Well,
would Pete get enough?
You know, it's possible. I mean, anything's possible at this point.
Everybody, give it up.
Well, you know what? It just came out today that he's gonna stop donating to these organizations that are against gay people, supposedly. Chick-fil-A owner.
Everybody, give it up for your press secretary, RuPaul.
You know, people not to go off on a tangent. People are already calling for Jim Cornette's ouster.
Oh, they're trying to say he needs to be fired for that comment. I mean, this didn't say shithole.
The episode of NWA Power is now back online with that one particular line edited out.
Edited out.
And for those of you that missed it, this is what Jim Cornette said earlier.
This seriously is he Mike Schultz? Trevor Murdoch, he's mad, bad, and dangerous to know. He's the only man I've ever known that could strap a bucket of fried chicken on his back and ride a motor scooter across Ethiopia. Trevor Murdoch.
Okay. Hey, man.
What shit is that?
It's 2019.
But I don't blame Cornette. I blame the editor of the program. How the hell did
not catch it?
That show was taped a month ago.
Well, at least he didn't say shithole countries. You know what I'm saying? I get what he was trying to say. Because Ethiopians are hungry and they'll try to eat the chicken.
Exactly.
He ain't got to fight them all.
Jesus.
RuPaul, first question. Double A here of how has being the press secretary changed your life? Well, honey.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
So, what does Laverne Cox get? What kind of job does she get?
Secretary of State.
And Harvey Feinstein, what kind of job he get?
With that deep voice.
Do your thing, sir.
Oh, my God. Vogue. How does it feel to be the first man? Jesus Christ. This is awesome.
Oh, boy.
Want to thank Goldust and all of the guys. Kwee-wee. All the guys who preceded me here. Kwee-wee. I'm dead. I'm sorry. That go home show last night was horrible. So,
Well, the word is that the matches were all good, but it just had dumb conclusions, and then everything else was just
so like, long. Like,
none of the matches had a.
I don't believe it.
None of the matches had a conclusion.
Yeah,
except for the women's match.
Raw was eh.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a couple of things going on here. R-Truth did regain the 24/7 championship backstage, and the current WWE 24/7. Champion is a WWE office employee.
She, wait a minute. The office employee beat R-Truth?
Supposedly the office employee beat R-Truth. So, That's the rumor going around right now that an office employee is the 24/7 champion.
And Brock wasn't there last night, right?
Brock was not there last night.
Now, see, that's the kind of stuff that's crazy. Are you
supposed to be carrying around?
Hmm?
Like a severed head. A severed head.
Yeah.
No, it's supposed to be something growing.
Severed head. So, is it true that Rey Mysterio is really supposed to win?
I doubt it, because he's rumored to face Bray Wyatt for the Universal Championship during the live events in Mexico. So,
plus, you know, he's going to be passing down, supposed to retire and pass down his mask to his son.
But the match is now no holds barred. So what,
I think it's ridiculous what's going on. This match is kind of, you know, like Brock Lesnar versus Bob Holly, Royal Rumble 2004. and the rest of the card was the more important. Like the NXT Raw versus SmackDown thing, that's the intriguing part of the entire night. Now, of course, we've got two events this weekend with War Games on Saturday and the Survivor Series on Sunday. Of course, the weekend kicks off on Friday with SmackDown. But tomorrow's supposed to be an interesting night as the doors have been left wide open for Raw and SmackDown to go down to Full Sail. And it was already announced the Revival will go one-on-one against the Undisputed Era. So
Double A, if you're booking Survivor Series, Brock and Rey Mysterio, that would be the curtain jerker match. You know, Rey used to do the curtain jerker match.
Sure, I would be okay with that. And speaking of curtain jerker matches and Rey Mysterio Jr., all episodes of WCW Thunder are now available on the WWE Network.
Oh God!
See, I like the new belt.
And I did go back, by the way, and watched that episode of Thunder where the cat shut down the show. Shut the damn show down. End the show, because this is a lights out match.
And Bray Wyatt's belt is just
blue. We went from nacho Doritos to Cool Ranch.
Basically.
So it's okay.
You know, and him,
it's all right.
Is it? And is the rumor true that he's supposed to lose the belt here shortly?
No, the rumor I read today is that they've got plans for Bray Wyatt to hold the title through at least WrestleMania.
Oh, that's good.
So they said they don't want him to drop the title until they find somebody worthy enough to drop the title to.
You know who he's going to drop it to.
Supposedly it's Roman Reigns.
Oh, God.
Of course. At least Roman Reigns won't be fighting Brock Lesnar for the 20th time.
So the only person who can beat the Fiend is the Superman Punch.
Uh huh. Mazel Tov, by the way, to Mia Yim for taking it like a man last Wednesday on NXT. For those of you that did not watch NXT, she took a ladder to the face and was busted wide open.
Mm. Fuck the ladder to the face. That drop from the ring to the floor.
That too.
That had to be taped, right?
That was LIVE live.
It was live because that Friday she was at SmackDown like nothing happened.
Live. NXT is live, Surfer. Has been live since September 17th.
I thought she was really effed up after she dropped off that ladder. I mean, that was a long drop.
I did not know this, but...
To a ladder on top of that?
Yeah. I did not know this, but Keith Lee is her boyfriend. So...
Nice. And shout out to Monday Night Raw for showing a lot of Charlie Caruso. Never can get enough of that on TV.
Yeah, Charlie did have a lot of screen time last night.
She's a ratings bonanza.
And kudos. I'll give another kudos to WWE. Samoa Joe was excellent on color commentary last night.
Yeah, he's a good talker. You mentioned Keith Lee. I can't wait for the WWE to mess him up on the main roster.
I don't think it'll happen. I think now that NXT is what it is, I don't see people making the jump from NXT to Raw or SmackDown like they did in the days of old. I think
You're going to have NXT matches at WrestleMania, too.
I think so. I think what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing... Because supposedly, that the takeover events, the NXT takeover events for NXT are set to wind down. And now they're going to be a part of the pay-per-views instead of takeover. Which would be fine. That's fine. I don't mind that. The only takeover specials you would get would be from NXT UK. So
takeover in Tampa is going to be at Raymond James?
No, takeover in Tampa is going to be at the, I guess, the Ice Palace. Whatever
the Ice Palace.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, let me see here if there was anything else that we needed to touch on here news-wise. That's it. I mean, it was CM Punk is trying to watch 5 years worth of wrestling in preparation of tonight. A lot has happened in 5 years, so good luck. I don't know. I mean,
Bill, we need you to get in there. Get ready.
I don't know, man. Tonight, also, David Arquette will be on WWE Backstage. He'll be going to promo school.
God. So. When's he going to the Hall of Fame?
Backstage.
Who knows?
It ain't going to surprise you.
Former WCW heavyweight champion of the world.
And I want to say big ups. We celebrated 20 years ago. A Lincoln Continental was used hit and run.
Yeah.
And up until a few years ago, I really thought Stone Cold took that bump. And I didn't know that was a stunt double. I didn't think WWE used stunt doubles. But the way they edited that happening, it didn't look like no damn stunt, though. I'm just saying.
Another thing, another anniversary. A lot of people are calling Jim Cornette a racist. I mean, come on, folks. Come on.
Whatever.
I think he does have some... I think he has some old-school racism.
He's not...
Jim Cornette... Who's trying to be funny?
He's trying to be funny. Jim Cornette, you gotta understand, Jim Cornette.
Right, he's racially insensitive at times.
Yeah, but he was also being a character on commentary. He wasn't Jim Cornette the person. At Jim Cornette,
well, I guess,
the listen, character I'm not listening. Over the I'm past saying, 40 years has said a lot of things.
Speaking, I right,
I'm not
been
saying he walking years. Around hating black people, but. He still has an older school mentality.
I don't agree.
You can get away with some.
I don't think
he made a mistake. He made a mistake. He made an insensitive joke.
It was an insensitive joke. And Cornette, here's the issue.
25 years.
Here's the incident. Here's the situation with Cornette, and this is the truth. Cornette forgets.
That
it's 2019.
Right. That's I get that.
And he forgets that people are now very sensitive. I'm sure 20 years ago, okay, that would have gone out on TV and nobody would have caught it.
Nope.
Yeah, I believe it.
So I think people also are just... They love, there's a segment of the audience, because Jim Cornette is very critical with the current wrestling product. I think there's a lot of people that are just looking to screw with Jim Cornette. And they will try to find anything. When Jim Cornette talked about Sonny Kiss, when Jim Cornette talked about so-and-so, when Jim Cornette talked about Nyla Rose. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the things Jim Cornette has said over the past 12 months, And at the end of the day, nothing happens because Jim Cornette is still Jim Cornette. We talked about it last week.
You might need a little sensitivity.
We talked about how last week it was, he said something on, he said something about suicide in a tweet, and it's not that he was advocating for suicide, but of course people took it and they ran with it, and they wanted to, you know, spin it that Cornette was advocating for suicide. Look, somebody like now, I don't know, did we talk about the ACH thing last week? The Jordan Miles thing where he quit WWE? Did we play that? I don't think we played that last week. Let me see here. You heard the audio of that, Tony C?
What was that question, Dublin?
Did you hear the audio of ACH or Jordan Miles quitting WWE?
Nope.
Okay, so this is what Jordan Miles, ACH, posted on Twitter last week. Okay? Give it a second. He's silent for the first...
ACH round number?
Yeah, he's quiet at the beginning of the video. Here we go. He's going to start talking now.
As of today, I'd like to officially announce that I quit fucking WWE. I am no longer an employee. I refuse to work for racists. I fucking quit. Fuck them. I hate that fucking company and everything they fucking stand for. All they did was ever hold our fucking... I do this shit for the culture. I don't need anyone's fucking permission to do what I want to do. Screw Jordan Miles. Don't ever call me by that slave name. Call me ACH and don't forget the super, bitch. I quit. Fuck you.
So he, you know, now I'm sure Jordan Miles or ACH must think Jim Cornette's a racist now, too.
He'll probably have some commentary on it.
But you know that nobody wants to touch ACH right now. He just talked himself out of the industry. Out of not only the job, but the industry. He can't go anywhere, probably. He burned his bridges with Ring of Honor. He's burned bridges now with WWE. AEW publicly stated that they don't want anything to do with him.
Well, I don't know what to say.
And now he won't go to NWA Power, or won't go to the NWA because of Jim Cornette if he hears this. So, but yeah, you anything with Jim Cornette, you just have to just take it tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact that Jim Cornette's not a racist, so.
Yeah. You give him the benefit of the doubt. You ain't never heard Jim Cornette doing no crap.
Yeah.
It was just a bad joke for the time.
Exactly.
Give him a little sensitivity.
But I will say this. Jim Cornette is getting more and more disenfranchised with the way things are going. If we can't... Because let me say something about wrestling. I have not been following NWA Power. I only watched a little bit of the premiere episode, but let's say I was an avid fan because AEW is as close to old school as it's going to get in a modern setting, okay? Part of that old school vibe would be some elements of racism. And wrestling always used racism in a light where...
It was underlying.
It was an underlying thing and part of the storyline and always enhanced the program. I wouldn't mind seeing racism to a degree in wrestling.
You're seeing it now with Bobby Lashley.
Well, that's not racism. That's
interracial.
Interracial. I would welcome some racist elements to the program, and put it under the caveat that, you know, this isn't, we're just entertaining you, so you can't take this seriously.
Okay.
Like Zayn Colton did.
Exactly.
Listen, to me, the racism in wrestling has always been in the stereotypes they push. And Hollywood has done the same thing, where, you know, they push certain stereotypes for years until people push back against it. I mean, even with cartoons, the cartoons they used to make back in the day, which is terrible. You can't get away with that kind of stuff now.
Yeah,
speaking of cartoons,
realize, huh?
Speaking of cartoons, Disney Plus got a warning on some of them cartoons.
I saw it.
Like Dumbo.
Like Dumbo.
Yeah, but I watched Dumbo the other day, and there was no warning there.
Oh, they had it up there the first day.
Yeah. So I don't know. But
I know the WB cartoon.
They had the crow scene in there?
Yeah. In mine, yeah.
The animated Dumbo.
Yeah, the animated Dumbo.
Jim Crow.
And, you know, this is a scene in Fantasia that they won't put on there.
Lee's asking, so can they talk ill of gays and hit women to align with old school? There has to be a line that you can't.
Well, you know, they ain't messing with the gays.
I'm gonna give you an example.
Gays is off limits in 2019.
Exactly. I would give you an example of something that would fly today. Okay.
We had somebody say a disparaging remark about gays a few years back.
Yeah, I think the Lex Luger, Ron Simmons storyline, especially with that promo that we've talked about for so many years at the Clash of the Champions, that would fly in 2019, I think.
I'll have my mentor. I'll have my bodyguard.
You can have mild
racism
without crossing the line. You know,
Ron Simmons a job as a driver though?
No, because
he was offering him a job.
He was offering him a job. Everybody's anybody could be a driver.
Double A, you stupid, Joe. You say everybody needs a job.
Anybody can be a driver. You know?
I'm dead, Joe.
But especially now that anybody Ubers, you know, you've got Ubers all over the place. So.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the girl got to wear white gloves and a black hat.
Long
had a black hat on. He had the white gloves when.
Lee's right. Lee just brought up a good point. How can racism not be off limits, but gay is off limits? I would let all insensitive topics be fair play, but it has to be addressed to a limit. You can have either a racially insensitive storyline, or you could have a homophobic storyline.
Okay, Double A, I'm going to give you a prime example.
But it has to be done tastefully, for lack of better terms.
Okay. Hold on, sir. I got the exact storyline. Do you think it could fly in 2019? That storyline with the Nation of Domination and the Heart Foundation. When DX sprayed all that stuff on their locker room. Because that was racist.
Yeah,
it was in blackface and everything.
Again, things have to be
done. No, not. That was for Mark Henry. I'm talking about, that was later on in 98. I'm talking about 97.
Things have to be done, like I said, for lack of better terms, tastefully. You know,
Triple H and Shawn Michaels called Bret Hart the Grand Wizard. You got the Grand Wizard out there.
I really believe that all subjects can be touched. And in
I'm
wrestling,
from Canada. In Canada, Canadian racism doesn't exist.
I'm not trying to glorify Jim Cornette's comments. Jim Cornette, you know what the problem with people who like Jim Cornette is? Jim Cornette is so sharp that he'll say something so quick and not even realize he said it.
It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's a me kicking your ass thing. Oh man, Farouk was going on the tirade. Everybody was racist. Vince McMahon was racist. Bret Hart was racist. That crap was funny, yo.
I mean,
let me tell you something, Vince McMahon. See, you said it was no racism in the WWF. But we go in our locker room and it's just trampled. We'll go back to Africa and all these racial slurs. Vince McMahon said that WWF is not racist.
I don't know. Like, for example, I know exactly how I'm starting to play in my head and write a storyline in my head that would touch on the subject of homophobia. Just because I don't think that's been addressed. There has been flamboyant characters in wrestling that have done homophobic things. But I don't think the topic of homophobia has ever been addressed in wrestling. And I'm starting to play it in my head kind of.
Oh, man, Johnson almost had a stroke when Goldust kissed.
You see, that is not a homophobic storyline. That was a shocking moment that just happened to be somewhat queer. But no, the thing is that I would address it like, I'm just putting names out there. Not that it would involve these people. Randy Orton is the heel. And let's say that there was a baby face out there. Let's say Darren Young was still in the WWE.
Oh God, not white.
Because I'm giving, I'm using him as an example because he's probably the most famous gay wrestler that we know of. Okay. Besides Pat Patterson. And Darren Young is on a quest, and Darren is on the quest to become, let's say, the next WWE champion. Let's just say, I could see Randy getting in his face and be like, "I know it must be hard for you, Darren. You know, having to deal with the things going on in the dressing room, you being, treated differently because of who you are and what you stand for," you know, saying stuff like that. That's addressing the topic without crossing the line. The same could be said for a racist theme. You could address it, you know, in a way that they kind of almost did for Kofi Kingston in a way, in a very, very sterile, G-rated sense they did with Kofi. But yeah, I wouldn't have any issues addressing those topics in wrestling. I actually think it would be a welcome addition. Because it would add to the intrigue of the storylines, and it would make for compelling television. You don't have to do it 24/7. You could only touch on it once in a while. That's how I look at it. You know? I mean, the Ron Simmons thing, the Teddy Long thing where Ric Flair had Teddy Long drive him around.
Long, where are you going, Long?
I mean, and to the best of our knowledge, there is nobody in wrestling like Ole Anderson anymore. There's nobody like Thunderbolt Patterson anymore, because the stories about Thunderbolt Patterson are
legendary.
And, you know, when he was in Atlanta, Teddy Long said that he once overheard Thunderbolt Patterson that he should be the only N-word making money in this territory. Or something like that. I don't know. I mean, listen, not everything is going to be like Jimmy Valiant and Pez Watley. Okay?
Or Greg the Racist Valentine.
Oh, that was bad. That's racist right there.
Build that army, baby! Because Davy Crockett!
But here's the problem with the Jimmy Valiant Pez Watley promo. If you've never seen it, just Google Jimmy Valiant Pez Watley. It's from Worldwide Wrestling, March 29th, 1986. Jimmy Valiant, over the top character, has been all his career. Okay? Gets on the mic. He's got Pez Watley, who just spoke a few seconds earlier. And while Jimmy's talking, Pez is just shaking and rattling and rolling. He's just moving all about, just flailing his arms. Why couldn't Pez just stand still? You know, he had to make a scene. But anyways, this is what Jimmy
says. Right here is the best black athlete in the world. Pistol Pez Watley, my brother.
There you go. That's it.
What are you doing?
And of course, David Crockett with the response here. And then Pez Watley cut Jimmy Valiant's hair. Yeah. Okay, we can address some topics in wrestling. Okay, I don't got an issue with it. I wouldn't necessarily address pedophilia.
Exactly.
You know, but who knows? Maybe if they come up with a compelling storyline, maybe they'll do it. I don't know. I don't know how you broach that storyline.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be something, though?
Pedophile. I'm dead.
Something like, imagine if Macho Man was still alive.
Oh, my God.
And Macho. Randy Savage, you are hereby under arrest. What for, brother? For statutory rape. What? That's right. Stephanie McMahon. She was 14. At least that's what she says. You know, of course, that's the rumor that's going around, that Randy Savage slept with Stephanie McMahon when she was 14. But we don't know if that's true or not. But that would have made for an interesting storyline. Randy Savage trying to defend his honor against an evil McMahon who threw out a scurrilous accusation. I don't know if I believe that, by the way.
And he would have got Clarence Mason be his attorney.
That's right. Chip Burnham would come back from the grave just to oversee the proceedings again.
That's right.
Boy. That's what we need. We need more counselors in wrestling. You know, like the once in a while the chairman of the committee, you know, that you don't see him on TV, albeit maybe once every year, year and a half.
I can agree with that.
But yeah, we can address a lot of topics in wrestling. Lee says he's fine with it. He's fine with having racism in wrestling as long as everything can be put on the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's an even playing field, essentially. And he's right. Yeah. He's right, folks. He's right. He might not be right about Kendall Windham, but he's right. Anyways. let's see here. Do we want to review the card for the Survivor Series and TakeOver real quick? Let me see here. I can queue up the theme songs. Yeah, I think I got it here. So anyways. Alright, these are let me find out here. Boy, this song is terrible.
It sure is.
It's called Ricky. All right, well, it is what it is, you know. Let me see here. We're going to find out more matches, of course, this coming Wednesday on NXT. But there are two War Games matches that will take place at TakeOver. One featuring the men, one featuring the women. We'll go over those matches in just a second. Matt Riddle will go one-on-one against Finn Balor in his first match back in NXT. And a number one contendership triple threat match to determine who will face Adam Cole at Survivor Series for the NXT Championship. We'll see Pete Dunne face Killian Dane and Damian Priest. That'll happen this Saturday in Chicago. And of course, on the men's side, the Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong will face the team of Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominik Dijakovic, and a fourth member to be determined probably tomorrow on NXT. And on the women's side, the team of Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Nox, and Mia Yim will face Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Katie Lee Ray. That's NXT TakeOver War Games this Saturday on the WWE Network. And that's not all. No. Not at all. Not by a long shot. Because, well, the day after that, Survivor Series. That's right. There we go. There's the theme song for the Survivor Series. Matches go like this, basically. Adam Cole defends the NXT Championship against the winner of the Triple Threat match from Saturday night. Universal title is on the line with the champion, The Fiend. Bray Wyatt defends against Daniel Bryan. A champion versus champion versus champion match when the United States champion AJ Styles goes up against the Intercontinental champion Shinsuke Nakamura and the NXT North American champion Roderick Strong. A 5-on-5 men's Survivor Series triple threat elimination match. Team Raw, the team of Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Ricochet against Team SmackDown, Roman Reigns, Mustafa Ali, Braun Strowman, King Corbin, and Shorty G will face the team of NXT. That team has not yet been determined. However, there are reports going around that that team will be led by the Cerebral Assassin, Triple H. Five-on-five Women's Survivor Series Triple Threat Elimination Match, Team Raw, featuring Charlotte Flair, Natalya, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Sarah Logan. We'll face Team SmackDown, Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross against Team NXT. That team also has yet to be determined. We'll find out probably tomorrow on NXT. Another champion versus champion versus champion match. This time the tag teams will go at it. When the Raw Tag Team Champions, the Viking Raiders, will face the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, The New Day, and they will face the NXT Tag Team Champions, the Undisputed Era, comprised of Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Another champion versus champion versus champion match. Becky Lynch, the Raw Women's Champion, versus Bayley, the SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Shayna Baszler, the NXT Women's Champion. In a no-holds-barred match for the WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar defends against Rey Mysterio. Survivor Series this Sunday, live on the WWE Network from the Rosemont Horizon, or the Allstate Arena in Chicago, Illinois. Oof. That's a lot.
Yes, it is. And you got to get ready for it this weekend.
Oof. Man, oh, man. Make sure your WWE networks and everything is working.
Updated.
And updated. And your internet connections are strong. And whatnot. Anything else you guys want to touch on here before we begin to wind it down on this Tuesday night?
No. Ready for Survivor Series. Let's get it.
That's right. Now, we will discuss the fallout from the Survivor Series next Tuesday on The Rant. Now, the Shining Wizards, they were not on tonight because they will be live this Thursday here on Rant AM Radio celebrating their 8th anniversary. And, of course, they've got a packed guest list, of course. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick. Who's going to be on the Wizards this week? And it's a who's who of who's who that have been on that show. They are going to have Crowbar, Leon St. Giovanni, Falaba from Impact Wrestling, and the host of Busted Open from Sirius XM, Dave LaGreca. So, you definitely want to tune in to Shining Wizards this Thursday, 7 p.m. live right here, Rant AM Radio. And, of course, if you're in the greater New Jersey area, you can stop by and say hello to them. Because, of course, the Wizards will be broadcasting live from the Elementary Ale House, 58 Voorhees Lane in Hackensack, New Jersey. And, of course, you can also probably find our very own Phil Rea and crew will probably be there as well. So you definitely want to stop by and say hello. Then Phil and the gang, they'll be live this coming Friday, 9 p.m. right here, Rant AM Radio. Survivor Series 1989 is the throwback this coming week. Saturday, the Midnight Jury will be live at 8 o'clock. This program returns next Tuesday at 9 p.m. And then we'll prepare you for Turkey Day. So,
yes, sir.
We'll do the annual Rant AM Radio Thanksgiving special, or the Rant annual Thanksgiving thing. Anyways, go ahead. Anything else you guys want to touch on here? Because I know it's a little early, but wrestling news wise, it had been lacking a little bit.
Did you watch the famous turkey drop video yet?
No.
You didn't watch it yet this year?
No. The one from WKRP?
Yes.
No, I haven't watched it.
Because he thought turkeys could fly.
So what is Surfer? I mean, even though that we're asking a week prematurely, but what is Surfer going to have for Thanksgiving dinner? The usual?
Yeah, whatever's cooked for me.
Whatever's cooked for you this year, it's whatever's cooked for him.
Yeah, I mean, who am I lying? You know I'll give him a TV dinner.
You should just make something from the Galloping Gourmet, you know? I don't know. Or the Frugal Gourmet, actually.
I don't know. I do have to complain that that Swanson's Classic Chicken Dinner never goes on sale, and I got to pay full price for it all the time. It ain't fair for us single, lonely guys.
So your grievance is that the Swanson's fried chicken dinner never goes on sale.
Classic fried chicken.
And how do you
it never goes on sale?
And how do you normally prepare your classic fried chicken Swanson's TV dinner, Surfer? In the microwave?
In the oven.
Well, you do it in the oven.
Yeah, the 30-minute oven. You got to cut the plastic around certain items. And like you cut the plastic off the chicken and the brownie, but you leave slits in the vegetable or the mashed potatoes.
Slits more looking.
So that steam up and not overcook.
Slits more looking.
See, cooking in the microwave, the problem with that is you gotta stop it to pull the brownie out.
Turn the microwave, cooking it. Rotate the microwave.
You know,
go ahead, server.
It's hard to concentrate.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize it was so difficult. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I tried not to microwave my TV dinner, so.
Well, there you go.
Because you wanted to get it as close as it's supposed to be as what it looks like on the box, right?
That'd be nice.
Now, let me ask you this. On fancy nights, surfer, fancy nights now, big nights, do you transfer your food from the tray it came in to a normal plate?
No.
Not even on fancy nights? Like nope. Thanksgiving?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because when you're sitting alone in the dark, you want your TV dinner to just reflect how sad life is.
Okay.
Wow. All I can say is wow. I'm speechless.
You want to reflect on. Plus, you don't want to be having to wash dishes afterwards. You just want to chuck the container in the trash and
chuck it. Not throw her away. Chuck it.
That's what we call. He's trying to save on dish soap.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta run your dishwasher for one plate. You don't want to do all that.
I don't know anybody that's running their dishwasher for one plate.
For one plate. Let's get the hell out of here. Jeez. I'm done.
I mean, Jesus.
On a cracker.
Jesus Christ on the cracker. You know, I don't know if you saw Tony C. I don't know if you've gone and seen all the deleted scenes from like Rocky and things like that, but they posted the deleted scenes from Creed 2, and one of the deleted scenes was Rocky attending Spider Rico's funeral.
Wow.
And him giving the eulogy.
I'm dead. I'm done for the night.
So if you've never seen it, I suggest you go and look at it. And I've played some of these scenes before. I've played the scene of Paulie crying, saying that he misses Adrian. I've played that. I played you the scene earlier about the scrubbing elephants thing. So, But yeah. All right. So with that said, and let me see. Do I have
to close? Before we go, just want to say real quick. If you got Disney Plus, for all the Star Wars fans out there,
call Surfer.
They have
exactly.
Now they have put on the original version of Star Wars, where the only person that shoots is Han Solo. See, people have been bothered with that for years, and they tried to make it like Guido shot at Han first, or they shot at the same time. But in the original version, Han shot, and that was it.
Okay. Alrighty then.
All right. Well, there's the Chicago-made punk. There's the chick punk, as he likes to call himself.
I'm going to get something to eat.
All right. Well, for that, with that said, I'm gonna. Well, give me something to play. Give me. What song should I close this out with?
Yeah, I mean, it's Christmas time. You got no Christmas music?
Okay, you're no help. Anyways.
I drew a blank. I drew a blank.
Let me see here. All right. We'll just play this since he was a subject earlier tonight. So, with that said, for Tony C, for Surfer, and everybody listening live, I'm Double A. Have a good night, everybody.